chapter 1 is what I will be looking at to begin with this morning, or this afternoon rather. And I just want to read one verse, Joshua 1 and verse number 7. Joshua 1 verse 7, and it says, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." Let's pray. Dear Father, we just thank you again for your word, and we just pray you would bless us this afternoon as we begin this new series. Help us that we would learn from this verse, and that we would follow your word and not turn to it, from it to the right or the left. Just guide us into all truth this afternoon, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. As we as believers, we seek to walk by faith, and as we do that, we recognize that we don't always see things clearly. We walk based on what we know, based on what we understand. But especially when we start out as a Christian, there's a lot that we don't understand. And we can make assumptions, which as we kind of mature as a Christian, we learn later on, well, those assumptions we find to have been mistaken. And one of these assumptions that all of us can make, and we probably all of us can think of times when we have made that assumption, is that there stands before us as believers just two stark choices between right and wrong, between truth and error, between good and evil. And rather than focusing primarily on what is the truth and what is right and keeping to that, our tendency can be that we focus on identifying what the error is. And it's like, well, that's error, so I want to stay away from that. That's what's wrong, that's what's evil. And so I'm going to do everything I can to avoid it. And we think, well, if I keep as far away from that which is evil, then we can be assured that we're where God wants us to be and we're doing what is pleasing in His sight. But how, this verse that we read this morning, as well as others that we're going to look at as well, enlightens our eyes to the truth and shows that our assumption in that respect is flawed. That in this verse we see the challenge from God to Joshua to observe to do all the law, which we recognize at that point was all of the scriptures that they had at that time. And we would say that the same principle would extend over the rest of scripture as well, that Jesus, when he gave the Great Commission, that he presented the same thought. He said, "Go ye therefore in all nations, or go ye therefore teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit." And he said, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." And so there's that sense of to do all that is spoken of in God's Word. But along with that, this verse here in Joshua chapter 1 makes the statement, "Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, and that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." And our assumption is that there's just two choices, that either the right on one side and the wrong on the other side. But the reality is that what is right, what is true, what is good, is really in many ways a straight and narrow path that we are to follow. And that which is wrong, that which is evil, that which is in error, essentially there is ditches on either side of the path that we are to follow. And for us as believers, it is key that we zone in on what the Bible says and follow that carefully by faith so that we can avoid error and prosper whithersoever we go. We see as well the warning that God gives in Deuteronomy chapter 12 in verse 32. It gives us the same idea. They're kind of summing up a lot of what he says, but God says to them, "What things soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it." And we see there, here again, the focus to observe to do all that God commands. We kind of see that phrase over and over again, observe to do. It's kind of be watchful. Make sure that you pay attention so that you can put it into practice what you do. It's kind of, you could think of it, if you're watching someone, say, taking apart an engine, you don't just kind of watch and you don't, like, if you're observing to do it, you're observing him so that you'll be able to do it the next time yourself, kind of thing. And that's the idea, is that we observe what the Scripture says so that we would do what it says, we would fulfill it. But then we see as well the warning that we see that there's two possibilities which both lead to error. That he says, thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it. And that's what we want to realize, that this is a warning that we have not just in this portion of Scripture, but in the remainder of Scripture. We find it even in Revelation, where it warns in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 18 and 19, it gives this statement. It says, for I testify on every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of the book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, now the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. But there's a seriousness to the Scriptures, that it is God's word, and that we don't add to it, we don't diminish from it. And we think about it, if we add to the Scriptures, what we're doing, we're putting man's word at the same level as God's word. And when we do that, we place a responsibility on people's shoulders beyond what God expects of them, a burden that is grievous to be borne. And we recognize that's what the Pharisees of Jesus' day did. And that's what Jesus told them that they did. And as well, we think of the Judaizers of Paul's day, that they are guilty of the same thing. That they would add to God's word, and in many respects, by their traditions that they would add, that they would make the word of God of none effect. They would cancel out the truth of God by what they added or changed. But we recognize that on the other hand, there is another group of Jesus' day that was the Sadducees. And they were ones that were guilty of diminishing from God's word. We read of them that they didn't believe that there was angels. They didn't believe there was a resurrection. They really didn't believe that there was any kind of spiritual realm at all. It was just the material that was around them. And they took away from God's word. And when we do that, to take away from God's word is to fail to heed the warnings and truths of Scripture and to suffer the consequences of doing so. And when you think of it, the remarkable thing is that even though the Pharisees and the Sadducees, you'd think they're worlds apart, and in many ways they're always contending with each other, yet we find that they were united in their opposition to what was the truth, the Lord Jesus Christ. That even though they were on either sides, when it came to Christ, the one that was the way, the truth, and the life, they both rejected him. They both sought his destruction. And that's significant to recognize. And it's something that as we go through this series, we're actually going to find that even though we look at things that are on either end of the spectrum, we think they're as far away as they can be as possible, inevitably they actually lead us to the same wrong place. And so we want to be aware of that. But then furthermore, we see in Ephesians chapter 4, the statement made, and it's talking about God's plan for every church, of what the church is to be about. It's for the perfecting of the saints, the work of the ministry, the edifying of the body of Christ. And God has given gifts and enablings to different people within a church to assist in this. But we notice the whole idea that we see in verse 14, it says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. That there is again this danger of being tossed to and fro from one ditch of error over to another ditch of error. And as a Christian, and to be more specific, as a mature Christian, we recognize that there should be a stability in our life, a steadiness, that we're not easily distracted, we're not led astray easily, that we stay true, we know what the truth is, and we stick with it. But we realize that when we're young in the Lord, we tend to lack that stability because we're lacking in discernment. And instead of staying straight on the path, we're all over the road in many ways. We get overzealous in one area, we focus too much on one part, but then we realize our mistake, and then we veer over to the other side, and we're going in a different direction, and it's not necessarily the right direction. That when we're young, we have a zeal for God, and I don't think it's a zeal necessarily want ever to be diminished, but it is a zeal we recognize needs to be directed, needs to be focused. Because we don't want to waste our energies following after things that aren't true. We want to not invest all of our energies, all of our focus in something to the detriment of other areas in our life. That you can think of it, that there's different things that we might struggle against. We think, well, this is the most important thing, and we neglect the other things that are important in our life. And learning to get the balance in our life can be a challenge, and it's the idea is that we want to find that balance. We don't want to focus on something too much and then realize our focus is wrong and then switch our focus to something else but totally neglect that area where we're at least still to have some focus upon in our lives. That it can be a thing that sometimes when we're young in the Lord, we can read a book that someone has written and be blessed and encouraged by it, and we think, wow, that was just so great. That person just knows so much. And so then we go out and we buy every book that person has ever published. And we're their biggest fan, but then we find out later on that we read something and it's like, well, that's actually contrary to what God's Word says, or what sometimes happens, someone who we follow and admire, they end up succumbing to temptation and are discredited from the ministry, either from a moral failing or a doctrinal failing. And then what we can do sometimes, we find that, and then we basically go through our house and find every book that they ever wrote that we collected and we're so proud of having in our collection that then we burn them. We don't even want to pass them on to someone at a second-hand store in case they might be led astray. And we recognize that it's a lack of balance, because of course even if someone's in error, we realize that probably not everything they said was a mistake, and we want to be able to learn to discern the truth from the error, that sometimes we throw out the baby with the bathwater, that we find one thing that they did wrong and we repudiate everything that they said, when it could be that a lot of what they said is still true. And that's where we want to get that balance, get that understanding that we're not tossed to and fro, but instead there's that stability. We know what the truth is, that we're not distracted by all these other things that come, but we follow after the truth. And we think, what does God say of us as humans? He said of us that all we like sheep have gone astray. And you think about it as with sheep, that with any kind of animal kind of like that, like we've had a little experience with goats, and I think they're maybe a little bit smarter than sheep, it's hard to know, but they still have kind of different tendencies, and it's kind of the thing that as an animal you see it, that they get easily distracted, something happens and they're curious and they go after it. And it may not be something that's actually in their best interest. And that's something that, when it says, oh, we like sheep have gone astray, that can be our tendency, that we have a curiosity about something, it's something new, something different, and we kind of depart from what we know, from what is what God has really provided for us, a place of safety, and we wander off in a place which sometimes can be a place of danger. And as well, we think with sheep, that there's definitely a herd mentality. If one starts to wander off, then everyone, all the other rest of the herd usually follows that sheep. That sometimes I've heard stories of a farmer going out and seeing his sheep basically going around and around his barn, and he's wondering, why are they doing that? Well, basically what's happened is the one at the front sees the tail of the one at the back of the line, and he's following that one, and they're just following each other around and around in circles and not getting anywhere. And sometimes, of course, one goes astray and one breaks through the fence, and even though there's safety within the fence, they all go through the fence with that other one to a place of danger, and they get in a lot of trouble. And that's something we realize, that if God says, oh, we like sheep have gone astray, that there can be that herd mentality with us, that things are popular, we see these different kind of things that are going on, and we think, well, boy, that must be really good, and we can follow after that. And we think, well, everybody's kind of going that way, so maybe that's the right thing to do, but we need to question, well, is this what God's Word says? Is this the right thing to do, or is it just, are we just following public opinion? And we realize how many times in history has public opinion been wrong? Like, there's so many examples of that we can think of, where people have these ideas and they're not the best thing. But that's the thing, that as a herd, that we sometimes we can stampede from one thing to another without finding out what we're looking for, not recognizing that a lot of times that's kind of what we're looking for. We think, well, this might be the idea, we seek after that, find, well, that's not what we're looking for, then we go seeking after the next thing. We need to realize that the reason why we're going back and forth, it's not because necessarily these things are that attractive, it's just our tendency to so easily go astray that can be the problem. And so that is kind of the reason for this study and this series of messages we're going to be going through over the next several weeks and even months. I'm not sure how long it'll go, but we want to focus in on finding the balance in the Christian life, that there's a great many issues, a great many controversies that are present within Christianity today, and as Christians we can tend to join one side or another rather quickly, and we assume that one side, the side that we are on, the side that we chose, must be the side of the angels, and that the other side is purely of the devil, and we zealously fight against that other side. We can even fight against each other, always assuming that we're in the right. But when we actually stop and honestly take a look at things, we find that in standing against one error, we actually can unwittingly fall into another error if we're not careful. And that is, I think, really the problem that we have, that so much of our doctrine, so much of our conduct is not necessarily measured, but rather it is reactionary. That we see movements, we see influences which are overtaking society, even overtaking the church, and we determine to stand our ground, stand opposition to everything that movement seeks to advance. But if we fail to be grounded in the truth, that we fail to discern that any false teaching, that there is truth mixed with error, we can go too far the other way and unknowingly be fighting against things that are actually taught in the Bible. And that's why the battle can continue for centuries, because each side can see the error of the other side, but is not willing to admit their own error. Each focuses on proving the other wrong, when the truth is that you can have both people are wrong in one way or another, and that we've left the truth far beyond in the argument that's come up. And so naturally, when this happens amongst Christians, when we're having these contentions over issues where you have two sides fighting and both have actually gone away from the actual truth of the Scriptures, that it's a detriment to the cause of Christ. It's a detriment to the winning of the lost for Christ. If they see us as Christians contending with each other unnecessarily, it's not a good thing. And so, for our own sake, for the sake of Christ, for the sake of the lost, it's important that we as Christians find the balance. That we're always We're not being tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, that we're not adding or diminishing to the Word of God, that we observe to do all that He has commanded, turning neither to the right hand nor the left. That the Word of God needs for us to truly become a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. That we must not lean upon our own understanding. We must trust in God in all our ways, acknowledge Him. Trust in Him, trust in His Word, that we need to obey what God's Word commands. If it condemns something, we need to denounce that. But if it doesn't commend it or condemn it, we need to have that recognition that we're free to choose according to the dictates of our conscience, and we want to leave others free to choose the dictates of their conscience in that respect as well. That we are to walk by faith in what the Bible says, and not on what it doesn't say, not on what we think it might say or it might imply. We need to study to show ourselves approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth, not taking a verse out of context, but seeking to get, with any issue, the full counsel of God on the matter. And it's where we're not just trying to look at our own position and try to prove ourselves right, but determine, where does the Bible want me to stand on this? Where is God's teaching in this? Where is He showing me where to draw the line in this? And as we seek to do that, that says what we are doing is we seek to find the proper balance in our Christian life. And of course, finding that balance is not always easy, that it's a struggle. Often we're trying to walk by faith, trying to follow what the truth is, and in a lot of ways it's a straight and narrow path, and sometimes we actually find with some things that it's like we're trying to walk upon a knife's edge, that we want to stay true to this, but we don't want to fall into this side, we don't want to fall into that side. We want to have that balance. But to be faithful to God and His Word, we need to try to find that balance. And I say, do I know myself exactly where that balance lies? I think all of us would try to say, well, yeah, I know I'm balanced and everyone else is kind of off balance. But I think all of us realize that in different things we might be leaning more one way or another way, but we're trying to find where we should be in the Lord. And it should be a challenge to us that we would not just be happy with where we are, but we make sure, am I where I should be in this? And so as we each study the Scriptures for ourselves, we need to seek to be exercised in discernment, that with different issues that we recognize, okay, there's errors to be avoided on both sides of the spectrum, that we could say, that we could actually think of this, okay, well, in this area, this part is taken way too far. That's definitely wrong. But then we need to actually think to ourselves, okay, well, is there a possibility that it can be taken too far the other way? And we need to actually be aware of that and recognize, yes, that is possible. When one thing is emphasized more than the other, when we get things out of focus, out of balance, it's easy to become skewed, that we're fighting against one thing, we're reacting against it, but yet we're falling in the ditch on the other side. And so we need to recognize that there are those extremes, and each of us, we need to seek to be guided by the Spirit in finding that straight and narrow path to walk in. And in the end, for each of us, we may not exactly land at the same position. We seek this, to know the truth, and as God guides us, we may not find exactly the same place, but at least we can be united in the fact that that's what we're seeking, that true path. And that rather than arguing with each other, we can have a respect for each other, and we can challenge each other. We think of Aquila and Priscilla, how they went to Apollos, and he was mighty in the Scriptures, but he only knew the baptism of John, and they could have gone to him and said, well, you don't know what you're talking about, you need to just be quiet. But they didn't do that. That they went to him, and in a spirit of love, they expounded things, the things of God, unto him more perfectly. And And once he understood things, he realized, oh, I've missed something. And so then he became mighty in the scriptures and was greatly used in the city of Corinth later on. And so it's learning that and seeing that where that balance is, trying to find that as a Christian, trying to be an encouragement to each other to find that, and even kind of be a help to each other that when we do start to get out of balance, that as brothers and sisters in Christ, we could say, well, maybe just consider this a bit. Is that become too important? Is this being neglected? Just helping us each other out in that spirit of love. And so as in the weeks to come, as we do this series on finding the balance, I pray that it will be a challenge to all of our thinking, that a challenge that we shouldn't be afraid of either, because it's the idea that if our thinking is challenged, but in the end we find that we were right, it's good to be confirmed in that, that we know, okay, I'm on the right track. But if our thinking is challenged and we find, oh, I was mistaken in that, I need to make some adjustments, it's certainly better to find that out sooner rather than later. And so with all of it, that we want to do that, that we look to God to help us, to show us the truth. We want Him to help us to see the path between and the error on either side. And may the Lord help us all in this, that we would find the balance that we need to have in our Christian lives. So let's turn to one last hymn as we close. Hymn number 176.